Meanwhile, former security coordinator KB Kwanson has stressed the need for the new government to wean the security agencies from political, tribal and parochial interests. He said for Ghana to deepen its democratic credential, government appointees must be disciplined and ensure that patriotism and loyalty to the state are upheld.
We should expect them to stay focused on the national interest. Whether our democracy can succeed or not will depend upon how far we treasure and protect our national interest as a nation. Without our national interest, talked about security doesn't make clear sense to our national interest. And we expect our services to be guided by loyalty and professional competence. In my view, these are the two factors that ensure the protection of our national interest. I have been stressing national interest because without that base, national interest, all that we do can go awry. So the national interest. And then also, it's important for the services, security services, personnel, and so on, to wean themselves from any political, tribal, or personal biases. Once you join the task in protecting the nation, the national interest is your objective. And therefore, your personal, tribal, or political idiosyncrasies can be submerged. Now, having said that, the best security services in the world are those in which the people take active interest. After all, the services are protecting the people. So if the people don't take active interest in those protecting them, then the people themselves have a problem. So we will urge the people as a whole take interest in the security system. They should feel compelled to be part of it. And I want to suggest that there are three basic ways that they should consider. First of all, they should be law-abiding themselves, you see, and eschew any acts of confronting the security services needlessly on many occasions. So when that basis is secured, when they are law-abiding, then the services are encouraged to put in their best.